Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, world economy, and within each of us when it comes to all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 155. What you perceive is what you receive. Make it love. What you perceive is what you receive. Make it love. This seems like such a simple message, and I share with you it has deep, ancient meaning that is absolutely perfect for us at this time. To perceive is to take through. When I thought about today's message and I thought about the word perceive, I thought about as if one is looking through a telescope lens and how you can adjust the lens to perceive, to see, to take through the lens into your vision and how you see whatever in the distance appears hazy and not clear. So it means literally to take through. It's how you take in the world, if you will, how you grasp mentally, how you become aware of what is or what appears to be, using all of your senses, your sight, your smell, your touch, your hearing, your tasting, your perceiving, how we take it through. That's mentally as if it were on the physical level. And I share with you that today's message is also a message to heighten our awareness to the other senses that people don't usually speak about, but we do, and that is your intuitive sense, your higher knowing, not just awareness from the physical, mental reality, but your awareness from the spiritual reality, to be able to see the unseen, to perceive, to take through and have clarity by focusing your, if you will, your telescope, your eyepiece, to see what is not seen, to see what appears invisible, to make sense of what may not make sense from the physical, mental reality. And to receive is to take back. You have a little rhyme going on here. Perceive, receive, to take through, and to take back something given or sent. You allow it to enter. It may appear a certain way, but it's how you take it in, how you take it back, how you allow it to enter your consciousness that makes all the difference in how you experience whatever it is that you perceive, whatever appears to be out there. I believe one of the best ways to really get this from a metaphysical perspective is to picture a radio or a TV and how for this, in, if you will, the station, it converts incoming electromagnetic waves into sound and images. So everything is energy that's out there. It's all energy. And we, being electromagnetic beings, have the ability to act as a radio and TV station, if you will. We have the ability to convert the energy into sounds and images. So whatever literally something may appear to be, or what other people say to you it means, isn't necessarily true. It's how you choose to receive it, being the receiver who you are, meaning like the electromagnetic dish who you are, the radio tower who you are, it's how you choose to receive it that makes all the difference. What images do you convert the appearance into, the news into, what someone gives or shares with you into, whether it's literally something physically they give you, an experience that you've been through, something you had to bear, something you learned, whether it's from another medium like TV or radio or the internet or the newspaper, or from a friend, or so-called friend sometimes. How do you receive? How do you greet this news? You see, you're always the greeter. Are you willing to bless it no matter what it appears to be and find the blessing in it? Or are you willing to simply see it as it appears to be? And if it looks like doom and gloom, then you become doom and gloom. You see, it's always your choice. You're the receiver. You are this radio tower. You are this TV dish receiving what's being sent out there. And yet it doesn't matter what is being sent. Because when you recognize that you perceive what you receive, you can convert the signal. Now, it doesn't mean that, in quote, bad things don't happen. Because, you see, it's all good. It's how we choose to receive it that makes all the difference. We are told, make it love. Make it love. Make. Sounds like such a simple little word, you know? Kids make things. And yet, it's makes all the difference to get the meaning of the word make. Bring into being. Build, create, cause, and I love this word, establish. You make it so. It doesn't matter what someone else did, it's you make it so. A couple stories come to mind. One is about the Buddha. The Buddha was handed a gift. You know, a little box with a ribbon on it, let's say. And the person traveling with him said, why did you not take the gift? And the Buddha said, it was a hot coal. Just because someone wants to give you something, lay this on you, share this bad news, does not mean you need to receive it. Be wise as the Buddha. Another image that came to mind when I was reflecting on today's message, and specifically the word make and the meaning of establish, you establish it. Make it love. And I had the image of Job and the story of Job, and no matter what happened, and all his friends wanted to tell him how he was no longer in God's favor, he lost everything. Of course, God was taking everything away. But Job held on to his strong belief. No matter what, and no matter what pain he went through, loss after loss, and there were significant losses, including his family, Job believed God would take care of him. And in Job, you will read, you will decide on a thing, and it will be established unto you. You will decide upon a thing, and it will be established unto you. Make. You make it so. You know, Star Trek, make it so. You make it so. Make it love. Whatever is happening, it is up to you to discover the gift. Discover the true present. And you can only do that when you stay in the present, you stay in the knowingness that all is well, everything is a gift, there is a blessing here, and it's up to me to be open to receive the true gift. And I can only do that when I stay in the vibration of love. Not the pity party, although you may have that initially. And if you do, allow it. Just don't get lost in it. That may be part of your lesson. It's okay. Hang out there for a little bit and then come back to knowing you make it so. Make it love. See the blessing. Allow the veil to be open and for you to live in peace, harmony, and abundant prosperity again, just as Job did. That is your divine right. The rest is a human experience. Till we come back to remember what you perceive is what you receive. Make it love. So we will keep this message in mind today as we go into meditation. I invite you now to breathe with me into your heart center. Perhaps open your arms wide, embrace your angel wings, be the divine being who you are, feel the angelic presence who you are once again. And from this place, breathe into your heart center. Feel your chest rise and fall, as if you're the most perfect dove. You're this perfect, beautiful angel, messenger of love. Observe and feel yourself, your chest rising and falling, ever so gently, with every breath. In and out, slowly, gently, deeply. There you go. Slowing it down. Feeling the peace as you go deeper and deeper into the core of your being, into the universe of your soul. And you may notice a light. You may notice many lights. Simply a reflection of the heavens inside of you. Ah. Being one with this light. Being one with this love. Being one with this peace. Simply focus on the light. See the light glowing in you. And as you breathe into it, you may see it spiraling and growing larger and larger and brighter as it spreads out in every direction. Know, dear ones, this light is passing through every cell and atom of your being. It knows exactly where to go. It's harmonizing you now under grace. Yes, feel that light. See it glowing inside of you. And recognize that you have the ability to focus it where you want. So right now, focus it on any physical area within you that you perceive would benefit from God's pure healing light now. Focus this light, this beautiful healing light now, directly on your physical being, and see it sending out 90 billion megahertz a pure love essence now. Healing love essence. And see whatever it is you perceive, whatever it is others may have told you it is, see it simply dissolving now under grace as it receives the divine healing energy, 90 billion megahertz pure love light essence now. Feel the vibrancy, the clarity, the energy being received, feeling whole and complete and well. See from the inner recesses of your higher mind yourself do whatever it is that you desire easily, quickly, perfectly now. For you have received this healing light. You are whole. You are healthy. You are well. God is transmuting all under grace, melting what was, what others said, and in its place, filling you, healing, harmonizing energy. Feel this peace as you receive love. Open your heart, your mind, your body, and your spirit to receive love. And right now, as you do, remember an absolute perfect moment when you felt such awe and love, embraced by the divine, by this most beautiful seeing and feeling, perhaps a person. You feel love right now. Feel this energy. Relive this moment of pure love. Knowing love is real, love is now. You are filled with this richness, overflowing with love, love, and more love. Allow pure love in. Allow love to do its divine work, harmonizing every cell and atom of you now under grace. There. Make whatever it is that others told you, in quote, was wrong, hurting, pain. Bless it now. Feel love working through you now. Know it is true. There is a blessing in this experience. See it right. Take it in right. Heighten your awareness of it now. See and feel it right. And now, from this place of love, you may ask the physical part of your being that you've been focusing this love on, what does it want you to know now? With the perception and innocence of a child, pure, uninhibited wisdom, openness. Receive the message of your higher self. Ask this part of your physical being, what is the message? What is the truth? What is the blessing that it wants you to know now? Receive it with joy and gratefulness. Receive it knowing all is love, all is well. Know you are well. This is a blessing. And whatever the truth appears to be, from a physical, mental perspective, you may transform it instantly when you come from love. You see and feel it from this place. Knowing all is well. See it right. If you have a burning sensation, see all the little firemen coming right now to put it out. Bathe it with love. Put out that fire with love. Hear the message, know the truth, receive it with love, and simply bless it, knowing that all you need is here right now to resolve this situation with love. And you may take this process, take this love, take this meditation, replay it again and again for any situation you appear to be facing now, whether it's in your physical being, as in your bodily self, in your body temple, it's in the temple of your home, or your community, or your nation, at your workplace, at your family place. You may take this anywhere. Whatever others tell you it may mean, receive it from a higher plane. Stay in this energy right now. Come back to love. Make it love. See and feel God harmonizing the energy now, filling the space, your place, with peace, harmony, and prosperity. Continuing to hold this space, 90 billion megahertz of pure love light. As we come back into our heart center, knowing the powerful truth of our being, we are one with divine love. We are one with the intelligence of the universe. We are vessel for healing light, healing energy. We may receive and we may transmit and do so easily under grace. You are the inlet. You are the outlet of pure love. Right now, any moment you choose to be. Come back, dear one. Come back to making whatever is love. Love and more love. Feel that in your core essence now. See that. Be that. Be love. Make it love. For that is who you are. Now, as we began, take some gentle, slow, deep breaths as we raise our awareness without losing a thing, back into this human, everyday experience. Bring your greatness, your true being, your whole being back. Slow, deep, gentle breaths. Become aware of your feet and your toes, wiggle them. Your hands and your fingers, wiggle them. Your neck, top of your head, and gently sway. Allow your body to sway back and forth, feeling your physical being again. Feeling joy to be here, bring forth divine energy into the world to make it so. Make whatever is filled with the love that is yours for the giving and the receiving. Feel your angelic being again. Perhaps bring your gentle angel wings together in prayer, feeling gratefulness for this healing, for this truth, and for this reminder. You make it so. You choose what to take in and how to receive it. Who to take in and how to receive them. Make it love. Make it love, dear ones. As you steady your breath, gentle breath, we are back. Welcome back. And to anchor us now, we call on Carla and ask her to tone with us.
Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzevaot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God of hosts. It is done.
It is done. Thank you, dear one. Thank you all. Abundant blessings. Namaste.